Hello and welcome. This is the top five on Press TV. Now, Chinese refiners and oil traders are reportedly set to use the Iranian tankers for their crude oil imports from the Islamic Republic despite U.S. sanctions. China will reportedly shift its cargoes to vessels owned by the National Iranian Tanker Company for nearly all of its oil imports. Meanwhile, the French energy giant Total has officially quit its multi-billion dollar gas project in Iran following Washington's anti-Tehran sanctions. This as the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman called on the European Union and other signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement to maximize their efforts to preserve the deal. The U.S. has pledged to increase economic pressure on Iran to force it to renegotiate the accord. Tehran, however, has repeatedly rejected any talks with Washington. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Eric Wahlberg, journalist and a Middle East expert, to discuss that further. Thank you very much, Mr. Wahlberg, for joining us. Now, we are hearing that the Chinese are actually sticking to what they said beforehand. They are going to, in defiance of U.S. sanctions and all the pressure from the United States, they are going to be using Iranian tankers and import oil from Iran. Do you think that they will be able to continue on the same course, or will there be more pressure from the U.S. on China?
Undoubtedly, there'll be continued pressure by the U.S. This is Trump's modus operandi, is the bully. But he's facing other strong personalities, and Erdogan in Turkey, and now China. You don't fool around with China, and China is going to do what it wants. And this is actually a very good deal for China, because Iran is now covering all the costs of transport of the oil. This ex-ship basis is what the sale. So the insurance, the cost of travel, everything is covered. So China will undoubtedly suffer some more blowback from the U.S., but it makes up in other ways. And also, it's interesting that Japan and South Korea have not yet said they would comply with Trump's bullying. So that's quite astounding. If China's in the position now of taking the world ahead in a new direction. So we can only hope that it has the resolution that a nation of billions of people should have. So this is actually a very important. And Total, you mentioned that Total is the French firm. Well, it's shooting itself in the foot. Why they don't see the writing on the wall, I don't know what's wrong with the French. They're just backing down and playing the U.S. game. This is not intelligent politics.
Oh, well, it's a good thing, Mr. Wahlberg, that you did mention Total, because, we did hear the European Union also come up with the same political statement saying that they back the Iran nuclear deal, but when it comes to action, Total is leaving Iran. So let's compare that to China and what they said and the way they're sticking to their words. Do you think that the European Union will be able to help preserve the Iran nuclear deal?
Well, they're kind of a middleman now. The U.S. is the bully. China and Russia and Erdogan, I'm sure that Turkey is on your side as well through this whole. Turkey's not following the sanctions diktat of the U.S. So I think that at some point the European Union will either fall apart, as it's doing now, or maybe it will take a stand. We can only hope that they will. But it looks like Iran will survive this latest ploy of the U.S. and Israel. Israel, too. No one's talking about Israel, but it's the one that is actually pushing to tear up the deal, the nuclear deal. and to invade or sanction and undermine Iran. So Israel's going to be in the losing end of this too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eric Wahlberg, journalist and Middle East expert, joining us live from Toronto with his take on the situation with the pressure that the U.S. is putting on Iran. Your comments are welcome.